This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The budget plans moving through Congress this week should easily win approval from big Democratic majorities in the House and Senate. The two blueprints are similar. Both project $3.5 trillion in outlays next year, but there's one big difference. The House budget contains something called reconciliation instructions. And as NPR's David Wellner reports, Republicans consider that a political bomb.
In essence, putting reconciliation instructions in this year's budget tells the Senate's GOP minority to go take a walk. Legislation mentioned in the budget can pass by a simple majority. It's protected from Republican filibusters, which take 60 votes to stop. And this year's House budget provides such protections to the huge issue of health care reform. Iowa Democratic Senator Tom Harkin is glad it does.
The need for reconciliation is so that a few can't block the will of the majority. And we need to get health reform done this year.
The Senate's budget has no reconciliation instructions, even though it's the only chamber where it matters. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer insists the House is not out of line, including such instructions.
This is the regular order. This is provided for in our rules. It's provided for in our rules so that we can facilitate moving ahead on issues critical to the American public.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell sharply disagrees.
I think it's an outrageous power grab.
So does Pennsylvania Republican Arlen Specter, who's a key swing voter in the Senate.
Any such effort would be a colossal mistake.
Another Senate Republican, Utah's Orrin Hatch, warns a budget with reconciliation instructions could poison relations in the Senate.
I think it would be an awful thing for them to do, but they'll reap the whirlwind if they do. Take health care. Health care is something that has to be put together in a bipartisan way. Whoever tries to ram one side or the other through is going to have a very difficult time in the future.
But as Arizona Republican Senator John McCain reminded colleagues this week, Republicans themselves used reconciliation in recent years to push through big tax cuts.
Republicans began this, and it was a wrong thing to do. It was a wrong thing to do, and sometimes you reap what you sow.
Kent Conrad, the Democratic chair of the Senate Budget Committee, assured a skeptical McCain he does not want health care legislation protected by reconciliation.
My own belief is that was never the purpose of reconciliation. Reconciliation was really designed to be for deficit
Senator,
reduction.
Go for a question?
I'd be happy to.
Does the Senator really believe that reconciliation will not be part of the final budget resolution?
Well, I'd say this to the Senator. I don't know. But I know it's not part of this resolution.
That may be true, but what's also true is that the House and Senate budget resolutions have to be merged into one. And even Democrats like Conrad, who say they oppose reconciliation, admit that when that final budget emerges in the next few weeks, it's all but certain to contain a political bomb, making health care reform immune to filibusters. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.